Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another News and Focus program. It is Sunday morning, and it's the first Sunday in the month of June, June 5th, 2016. I found this article on sermonaudio.com, and then I did a little bit more research and found, I think, a better article from WND. So Garth Kant is our author, and he's a WND Washington News editor. Previously spent 5 years writing, copy editing, and producing at CNN Headline News. All right, so he is our author. And we are discussing this morning Maya Dillard Smith. She's the former executive director for the ACLU in Georgia. The latest journal, I'm reading now from the WND article, the latest journalist, Irene Crystal, so that's Irving, I'm having a hard time pronouncing that first name, I-R-V-I-N-G, Crystal defined a conservative as a liberal who has been mugged by reality. After the reality of letting men use women's restroom hit too close home, too close to home for a prominent member of the American Civil Liberties Union, there may be a new conservative in Georgia. Ms. Smith, interim director of the Georgia chapter of the ACLU, resigned after her own young daughters were traumatized by having to share a bathroom with grown men. I've shared my personal experience of having taken my elementary school daughters into a woman's restroom when shortly thereafter three transgender young adults over 6 feet tall with deep voices entered, she said in a statement. My children were visibly frightened, concerned about their safety, and left asking lots of questions for which I, like many parents, was ill-prepared to answer. And that is just a great point. That's just something that's worthy of asking the President of the United States. That's something that is worthy of pausing and just dealing with for a minute, which is, what do you tell a 7-year-old girl when there's a 6'5", 5'10", 200-pound, pick whatever size, it doesn't quite matter, male in the woman's bathroom? Mommy, why is he in here? Well, actually, sweetie, it's not really a he, it's a she, but it doesn't look like a she. I mean, where do you go with that conversation? My children were visibly frightened, concerned about their safety, and they left asking lots of questions. After explaining her resignation, Smith questioned the ACLU's support of legislation favored by the transgender lobby. The African-American mother accused the ACLU of having become a special interest organization that promotes not all, but certain progressive rights. How about the right of the little girl to be safe in a bathroom? Should that be a concern, or is that not a right? And I mean, if they have a right to use the bathroom, why isn't that a right? And I think it's just awesome, and it's illustrative that this woman found that in the boardroom, in the discussion room, in the classroom, the dialogue is wonderful, and it sounds just so progressive, but when it's your own daughter, when reality hits, things may need to change. She also said that the rights group chooses to support are based on who is funding the organization's lobbying activities. The ACLU's North Carolina chapter is suing that state, trying to overturn a law requiring people to use restrooms corresponding to their biological sex. Imagine that. Us here in North Carolina, hicks that we are, we just want people to use the bathroom of their biological sex. I found myself principally and philosophically unaligned with the organization, Smith said of her former employer. I understood it to be the ACLU's goal to delicately balance competing rights to ensure that any infringements are narrowly tailored, that do not create a hierarchy of rights, and that we are mindful of unintended consequences. I believe there are solutions that can provide accommodations for transgender people, and the balance needs to ensure women and girls are safe from those who might have malicious intent. What a great sentence. Let me read it to you again. I believe there are solutions that can provide accommodations for transgender people and balance the need to ensure women and girls are safe from those who might have malicious intent. Whether the former ACLU director has had a full-fledged conversion to conservatism or just a change of heart on this one issue is unclear. According to LifeSite News, Smith, who has called herself unapologetically black and a progressive, has an extensive liberal pedigree. The website reports that she has a degree in economics from Berkeley, a master's degree from Harvard, and has worked for the famously liberal Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, as well as the California Supreme Court. Smith has already created a website, Finding Middle Ground, to provide a safe space for discussion about the issue. The website is titled Finding Middle Ground, a Safe Space to Communicate About Civil Rights for All, and features just a video and a request for contact information. Let's pause and see if we can find this video. Okay, well, the video has black and white questions on there that are not articulated vocally, so it's a very little use for an audio recording, but you can find it for yourself. And basically, it's a cute little African-American girl on a swing set who asks some questions about transgender people and what should we do about it. It then features, as I said, an African-American girl in a park sitting on a swing set who says, "Boys in a bathroom." She pauses to think, and then adds, "I don't know about that." Then she adds, "Some boys who feel they are girls inside, and there are boys who are just perverts." Then the girl giggles and covers her mouth. The girl reappears later in the video and says of a transgender child, "I don't want him to be uncomfortable in the boys' bathroom either. I don't want them to be uncomfortable anywhere, but what about me too?" And isn't that really the entire question? Is all these girls across the United States, don't worry about them being uncomfortable. We are going to alter the entire society's understanding of bathroom usage so that less than 1% of the nation can feel comfortable. Isn't that interesting? You know, we don't really do that with anything else, do we? Do we? Do we really do that with anything else? Can you give me an example of something that we do where we just accommodate such a tiny percentage of society to the point at which everyone else has to whatever, pick whatever it is? Isn't that interesting? But that's the current agenda. And it's interesting to note that the ACLU's leader in the state of Georgia resigned when she was, as the opening line says in the article, mugged by the reality of her own progressive ideas. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.